I have satisfied my hunger and feel very tired. Will you carry me upstairs now into your chamber and make your bed ready that we might sleep together? At this speech, the king's daughter began to cry, for she was afraid of the cold frog and dared not touch him. And besides, he actually wanted to sleep in her own beautiful clean bed. But her tears only made the king very angry, and he said, "He who helped you in the time of your trouble must not now be despised." So she took the frog out with two fingers and put him in a corner of her chamber. But as she lay in her bed, he crept up to it and said,